God's forgetfulness that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, you ask me why I'm happy, so I shall tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. Of God's forgetfulness that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone. Are you glad? Underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary is far removed as darkness is from light. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. Oh, you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. Oh, yeah, they're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. It's far removed when darkness is from light. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus, I'm happy day and day, because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music, with all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. Calvary is far removed from darkness, is from light. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. My third verse. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, nope, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I know my sins are gone. Isn't that great? Underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed from darkness is from light. There he of God's forgetfulness, that good enough for me. Praise God. My fourth verse. I'm living now for Jesus, I'm happy day and day, because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music, with all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed from darkness is from light. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God.
Let's clap between them again. Thank you, Lord.
There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary is far removed and darkness is from gone. In the sea of God's forgetfulness is good enough for me. Praise God.
Third verse again.
When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, no way, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. My sins are gone.
I'm so happy for that.
The blood of the cross, the Calvary, is far removed from darkness, is from gone. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, we're good enough. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Praise the Lord. You got to be real happy. Your sins, they're gone.
Glory.
How does it feel to be sinless?
Oh,
amen. Praise the Lord. That makes me really happy. Looking at a perfect member of the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Just look next to you. They're all over here.
Amen.
Amen.
So, sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? Well, sisters, how do you feel? No condemnation in my heart.
Okay, to the brothers.
Brothers, how do you feel?
We feel all right.
I feel all right. I feel all right. No condemnation in my heart. There is there for now. No condemnation there is.
I can sing and shout.
Amen. No condemnation. I can sing and shout.
Amen.
No condemnation. I can sing and shout.
Amen.
No condemnation. No condemnation in my heart.
I am justified.
No condemnation. I am justified.
Who's justified?
No condemnation. I am justified. Tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's true that nobody can sing that song but us. Well, they can sing it, but it's for us. They can say the words, but Those words were written for the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. It don't matter what you've done, you're justified. You never even done it. Seated. I'm shaking. I'm so happy. I'm so thankful to be justified. Just that one word, it just, the devil's got to flee. He's got to go. He has nothing to do with you, with me. He can't tempt you no more. He can't beat you down no more. He can't do nothing to you. You can just, I'm justified. One word. That's a powerful word. That's a powerful word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm ready to press play tonight. I hope you are. Now you're going to get better. We've been saving up. We've not been together for a week now. So we don't have nothing to do until Monday. And Brother Branham said this is more important than work. So we might not, we just might, I don't know. We'll just have to see what the Lord does. Hey. Amen. We want to welcome everybody tonight in the visible audience and in the invisible audience. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome to a uniting time. Praise the name of the Lord. It's an exciting time. It's a glorious day. It's a glorious time that we're living in. Say, we say that all the time. It's because it is. There's never been a day like this. Do you really know what's happening today? It's the greatest Thanksgiving time of ever. There's never been a Thanksgiving like this Thanksgiving. Amen. It's the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, people are all excited about the pilgrims coming over. Oh, not us. We're just discovering that new land we're going to. We're just going to fly up to it. They had to come in a ship. We don't have to go in a ship. We're just going to fly up there to it. It's the greatest day in all of history. Today's one of them. Just think of that. Since the beginning of time, one of the greatest days in all history, if not the greatest day, is right now. Praise the name of the Lord. He is confirming to his bride that we are his bride. Think about that. The Lord Jesus is confirming to us that we are his bride, and that, more importantly, we are in his perfect will by listening to the tapes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, them tapes are not for everybody. They are for us. Amen. The title of today's message is Telling the World What is Taking Place Around the World Tonight in this building. Amen. These tapes are the invisible union of the bride of Jesus Christ. You believe that? Amen. Amen. Woo. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. What is taking place here today, right now, as we're listening to this message? Oh, that spiritual union of Christ and his church. When the flesh is becoming word, and the word is becoming flesh, manifested and vindicated. Just what the Bible said would happen in this day is happening day by day. Oh! The word becomes flesh. Oh! Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd say that's the greatest day in history. You may be seated. It is the greatest of all times. God is uniting his bride by the vindicated message of the hour, by the voice of Elijah calling out.
Amen.
We don't see the voice. It's invisible. Amen?
Amen?
You don't see my voice going out, but we hear it, and that's what's uniting the bride.
Amen.
The invisible union, the voice uniting the bride. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Be seated. We're gathered from around the world today, listening in. We're going to hear Elijah. We're going to hear him thunder out to us. You know, I was laying in bed the other night, and I was telling Brother Samuel, and I was kind of down, and I put this message on. I was listening to it, and it's like, listen to that prophet thunder out this message. Listen to him preaching out to the denominations and all to them, condemning the world and what they're doing. Condemning the denominations. But at the very same time, he's thundering out to his bride. Screaming out to us, telling us where we were and telling us where we're going to. Letting us know that we were in him before he said there was a moon or before there were stars, before there was a molecule. We were in the very thoughts of God. Before there were anything, I was God. You were God. This is just a tabernacle. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. It's truly, when I thought of that, it's like, Lord, it is. I know somebody's going to get this wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. He said, I am.
Amen.
Amen. We are. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, he told us that Jesus came from that theophany and came into human flesh. He said we go back to that theophany. He said that theophany was the Word. It was everything. It was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He made that. But that's who we are, the very thought of God. Oh, my goodness. Tonight, if that could really go from here to here, we might not be here at the end of the night. If we could really realize that, if we could get away from this flesh, from that is that we look at ourselves and who we are and what we are and everything else, but it's becoming more of a revelation to the bride day by day.
Amen.
That's what he just said, day by day, it becomes a true revelation of knowing exactly who that bride of Jesus Christ is. He said that we're married to him.
Amen.
Oh man, how wonderful. He says we have the wedding band of grace on. We thank him for that. Without tonight, he's going to tell us once again, it is he, Melchizedek, speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ. He's going to remind us again that he has revealed to us the serpent seed, marriage and divorce, the seven church ages, the seven seals. He's going to tell us, sirs, what time is it? What happened on that mountain? What was the revelation of them seals? Moses went into a desert. They went into a desert. So did this Elijah the prophet. And all mysteries has been revealed to the bride. He's going to preach to us from Genesis to Revelation. Only God's prophet can do that.
Amen.
And tie it all together. He's going to tell us tonight that our names are not on the book of life.
Amen.
know, you're quiet. Does that throw you a curve? Don't throw me one. It makes me want to do like Brother Samuel did the other day and jump off this platform. Okay, let's let him explain it to us. You ready for it?
Amen.
Oh, get ready. Now, your old book is gone. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. He said, your old book is gone with your old union. Now, your name has been transferred. Now, you say, do you mean to tell me that my old book, God put it in the sea of forgetfulness, you stand perfectly before God?
Amen.
Here it is. Listen. Your name is now on the new book. Not in the book of life, but in the Lamb's book of life. What the Lamb redeemed, not the old book of your natural union, but your new bride.
Amen.
Bride book. Bride.
Glory. Amen.
Woo. Glory.
Amen.
Now, are you glad your name's not on that old book? You may be seated. You're now in the bride book.
Amen.
The bride's book. You know how she has a book, you know, and you sign your name to it? Praise the name of the Lord. Your new life is in the Lamb's book of life. It's your marriage certificate. Hallelujah! Where your true eternal germ from the beginning takes a hold. Amen. Hold on, bride. There's more. It just keeps getting better.
Amen.
You're going to be so blessed tonight.
Amen.
You're going to be so encouraged tonight.
Amen.
Because this Melchizedek is going to tell you exactly who you are.
Amen.
Oh. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now you're not only forgiven, but you're justified.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe see them. So we have a clean slate. We've never committed any sin. Pure virgin word.
Amen.
That's who that we are. He said that we are married to Christ. That is our marriage certificate. So what is our marriage certificate? Our names are written on the Lamb's book of life. That is our marriage certificate. So what does that make us? He says it. You are the pure, virtuous, sinless bride of the Son of the living God.
Amen.
I want to write that on my chest.
Amen.
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 You don't have to write it. The world can see it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen. Listen to where we're going. You're going to a wedding in the sky.
Amen.
And you are wearing the wedding bands of predestinated, unmerited grace.
Amen.
A wedding band of grace unmerited of your own.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And how do we get this wedding band? And when did we get it? God did it himself, he said.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. God did it himself. Listen, he knew you before the foundation of the world, so he slipped the wedding band on you there.
Amen.
And he put your name on that book.
Amen.
Oh, amen. We're married to Christ.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. How great is that? Is someone that's married, that When before you got married and you're getting ready to get engaged and you give your future wife that ring and she puts that ring on, and when she does, it's like, that's it. It's over. She's mine. For rest, we're together. For eternity, we're together. And that's what Christ did before the foundation of the world. He said, there, when we were in his thought, he put that wedding band on us and predestinated us, and we were his. Oh, praise him. What a thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May you be seated. Are you getting hungry yet? I think you can smell the spiritual food. If you listen real close, I think you can hear the supper bell. Good evening, friends. That's our supper bell. Good evening, friends. Praise the name of the Lord. We are truly. He said we're at the end. The combines are coming. But I do believe it is like the children of Israel. Brother Branham always took us back to the children of Israel on that day. He says it was then, so was it in the day of Moses, so it will be in this time here too. And we see so many parallels of what is happening, because it is a perfect parallel. He said it's a shadow. He says that it comes more positive, 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 as the negative comes into the positive. But like the children of Israel, he says that they, before they had one thing to do that stood in their way, in their path, before that they went into that promised land. There was something that stood in their way. There's only one thing that was there. So before Joshua could enter into that promised land and to go into Jericho, before he had to destroy it. Amen? He had to destroy Jericho, but he had to do something before he destroyed Jericho. Amen. He had to see if there's any tape churches in there. Amen. That was his commission. Amen. That's what he had to do. He had to go and see. It's a parallel, I believe, Amen. To what Jesus said in Luke. He says, when I return, will I find faith? That was Jesus' question. He says, will I find faith? He says, and the revelation is the only thing, the revelation of the word.
Amen.
What is a revelation? Jesus Christ said, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. That was the revelation. Who Jesus was, that was the revelation. He says faith is a revelation, and because faith has been revealed to you. So faith is a revelation of this message and its messenger. Right? We've all been taught faith cometh by
hearing
the
word,
and the word comes to the
prophet.
So when Jesus returns, the last thing he's going to look for, is there a tape church?
Amen.
There is. We're it. Woo! Amen. Message, them tapes, is our scarlet thread.
Amen.
It is the revelation. To me, it is. That is the faith. He wants to know, where are they going to be? Is there still going to be any that's going to stay on? Is there still that's going to believe is upon this rock? The revelation of what come in our last day? That's the tape church.
Amen.
That's what it is. Now, the world and the make-believers, they don't believe that. They don't. They say it's nonsense. You don't have to be a tape church. That's what he said. That's what they say. They say to them it is nonsense. But to the critics, how do you answer the critics when they say that? What do you say to them when they say that, that it isn't? Let's let the prophet of God answer that for us. Revelation. Amen. Isn't the word wonderful? Got a question? Got an answer. Okay. You might as well stay standing. Because you're going to be right back up again. I've said it so many times. These tapes go only. I'm speaking to my congregation, brother. I'm not responsible for what gives you to shepherd. I'm responsible for what kind of food I feed these people. This is for my tabernacle only. Want to listen to them tapes, that's up to them, but I'm speaking to what God give to me. So God's people, his congregation, his tabernacle will listen to the tapes. Amen. All that should make you just so happy. That is the great revelation. That's the revelation he just got done saying there. What was the revelation of faith? Peter, who do you say that I am? Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, who was it that talked to Abraham that day? Eating, drinking. He said, it was Elohim, that self-existing one. It's always been the problem. But that's what God uses. He picked the vessel. He picked the man. It's the very voice of God to the bride of Jesus Christ. That is the revelation. Only the bride can know that. That's what God's going to be looking for. Will there be a group of people that'll stay with that word no matter what? Will they believe every jot, every tittle? Every amen, will they stick with it? You get the people to believe you. That's what the angel said. We believe it with all that's inside of us. It's our absolute, it's our resting place, the very message of the hour. And truly, of saying in the beginning, this message, the title, it says, he's telling us, these were the last few tapes that prophet brought. I believe he knew. He was coming to the end. He said many times, he says, I'm getting old. He says, I might not be here. But you say what them tapes say. You refer back to them tapes. He knew. You know, it's a paradox for me. Is sometimes I feel so close to the Lord and Satan's beating me up like he's never tried to beat me up before. Is anybody going through that? Oh, keep your hands up for a minute because it encourages me. I think, Lord, how can this be? It's perfection. He's perfecting us. We see who we are. Satan hates it. He knows he's got very little time. But you know in your heart, and it has dropped from here to here. From the head to the heart. That we are the neck that connects the head. Jesus Christ. We are the bride. Our names are on the Lamb's Book of Life. I see it there. You see your name there? We see it. I do it. I wasn't going to say it. It comes that word. Jesus, in the very beginning, that he was is when he was walking with his disciples and everything. Here Peter come up and told him exactly who that he was. He says, Who do you say that I am? Well, some say you're Elias, some say you're this, some say that. He goes, that wasn't my question. My question was, who do you say that I am? Oh, man. Where's his disciples? And we say they are Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, he had the revelation right then. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But then Jesus walks with him. He talks with him. Time goes on. A lot of messages were brought. A lot of things were revealed and everything else. Then at the very end, what did they say to him? Oh, we now believe. He goes, do you now believe? We've known this message. It's in our heart our whole life. It's anchored. Brother Bram said there's always been something in your life. There's something there that you know. It's always called out to you, no matter where in the gutter you were. Young people, old people, that you are. Your ups and downs. You have your failures. But there's something when you're failing, God's speaking to your heart. You know. Lord, it's always been there. We now believe. We now see crystal clear, like the apostles did when it was coming to the end. Now we see, Lord Jesus. We've always seen it, but now it's taken in our heart. It's taken root.
Amen.
Now we're ready. Day by day, day by day, day by day, we're getting closer and closer and closer to the coming of the Lord. The realization that we are who that we are. Remember, you're justified.
Amen.
Satan can't do nothing about it.
Amen.
We're so thankful for it. As we bow our heads this afternoon, just to meditate on him for a while. Just to thank him. What a thanksgiving. What a time, Lord. What a time that we're living in. What a day that we're living in. What a revelation that you give to us. And to realize he's the only one that can give you that revelation.
Amen.
Brother Bram says he gives that to you. He gives you your faith. He gives you everything. Now he's given to us. And it's dropped down in our heart.
Yes.
We're so happy. And what a day we're living in. I don't know how many of you, maybe this morning, got up or before you come, if you heard the quote of the day. Hey. For you that maybe didn't, it was this very message. The invisible union, the bride of Christ. You know, they're just random. We don't pick them. We don't choose them. We don't put them on there. We don't. He does.
Amen.
To the world, it's such a coincidence. Oh, it's the love of Christ, his bride.
Amen.
Letting you know that you're in the will of God.
Amen.
I'm sorry for so long. But I just want to tell you something that blessed me. It was last week. And when we were getting ready, I felt the first to hear the message that we heard of thinking man's filter. And I'd prayed about it, and it was on my heart. And I got ready to send the brother the text to tell him on Friday. It's like, well, we're going to have giving thanks. And it's like, oh, I have to send it out today so the people, I'll be really busy up there Saturday. I won't be able to send it. So I'm typing out to send the message, and it's like a thinking man's filter. And it's like, oh, I better put down the scriptures too. And I realized I'd never even heard the tape. I'd never listened to it one time. And that's, I always listen to it over and over and over and pray again. But I knew just in my heart, and it's like, Lord, I really feel this is the message you want us to hear. So I thought, well, Lord, before I send that, I'm just going to go for a ride, and I'm going to listen to the tape. And I got in my car, pushed on the tape, and you know what Brother Branham said? He said, Father, may you come into our houses.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. He confirms to us over and over and over that we're in His will. How great Thou art, Lord Jesus. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence and sing. Know ye that the Lord is He, is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and to His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord.
This afternoon with thanksgiving in our heart. How great Thou art, Lord, that You wrote our names on the Lamb's Book of Life. Before the foundations of the world, Lord, we were in Your thoughts, we were attributes, Lord. And that, Lord, in this very time, Lord, that as Brother Joseph was saying about Your voice going forth, is that, Lord, You placed in us something that would receive that voice. And Lord, Your bride is receiving that word this very hour, this very day. Thank You, Lord, for Your great love to us. Oh, how great Thou art, Lord, that You give us that revelation, that we're anchored on that rock. What a Thanksgiving day. Oh, what a Thanksgiving, Lord. It's the greatest Thanksgiving in our entire lives today. Oh, Lord, that we're going home. We thank You for what You've done, Lord. You've done great things. We know You're going to do great things. But, Lord, we're so happy that we recognize what You're doing right now. Lord, that You're bringing us together, uniting us together around the world by Your message, by Your messenger, the voice of God to us. Lord, thank You so much, Lord. We recognize it's Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, how happy we are today. And Lord, to know that we are Your bride, to know that we're justified, Lord, without spot, without blemish, Lord. We stand perfectly before You, Lord. How great You are. We love You, Lord, with all our heart. And Lord, there's many needs here today, many things upon the people's heart. And I was just thinking, Lord, about what Your prophet said, that, Lord, when Satan comes to us and tells us, no, 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 He said to just say to him, yes, yes, yes. And I receive that promise, Lord. And it's a finished work. And Lord, I'm so happy to receive it, Lord. And it doesn't matter what he says. It's what your word has promised me. And it's mine. Thank you, Lord. Lord, all these requests upon each heart, these requests that's been laid upon this desk, Lord, by faith in the finished work, we receive it, Lord, with all our heart. And Lord, as our brother Roberson's been taken out of the auditorium today, we don't know what it is, but Lord, you're with him. Bless and be with our brother, Lord. Strengthen him, touch him, Lord. Bless and be with him abundantly, Lord. And may it be just another testimony, another witness that you're witness with us, Lord, and you're with our brother. Bless and be with him. Lord, bless and be with your bride around the world, those that are in their homes, their churches, wherever they are. Lord, bless and be with them. Anoint them afresh. And Lord, one day we're going to be united together at that wedding supper, Lord, and to be there with you for eternity and to go to that city, Lord, where the Lamb is the light. Lord, we love you, Lord. Bless and be with us now in the further part of the service. And we commit it all to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, the living Word.
Praise your name, Lord. You may be seated. Oh, how thankful I am to be here this afternoon with each of you. Joined up with each one in the land of the hookups, we're all together being united under this voice. How thankful we are. How many is happy to be redeemed? Amen. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, his child, and forever I am.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Oh, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed. Child and forever I am redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Oh, yes, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, what an honor and a privilege to be gathered together today, Lord. And Lord, as we look beyond that veil, and Lord, we hear Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we just want to be in complete obedience to every word, Father. Lord, you said the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord, Father. And it's not our righteousness, Lord, but it's your righteousness in us, Lord. You've ordered us to be here, Lord. We believe you, Lord, and we love you. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Now, Lord, bless in these tithes and these offerings, Lord. And we give you all the praise and honor and glory in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Redeemed, redeemed by child and forever I am. And I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Oh, redeemed, yes, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Yes, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. There's a country far beyond the starry sky, and there's a city where there never comes a night. And if we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. Yes, to that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. And I've a mansion over there. I am going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our days of sunshine, but we know that the sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed to clouds and rain until we go. Oh, to that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. Well, I've a mansion over there, and when free from COVID there, I am going where the Lamb is alive. There the flowers bloom forever, and the day shall be one eternal day without a night, and our tears shall be forever wiped away. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. Well, I've a mansion over there, and when free from coming there, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our disappointments all the while, and our fondest hopes but meet with bitter blight. Though by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no night. And I've a mansion over there, and when free from COVID, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Then like sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom. Not a shadow can my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there is room. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. And I've a mansion over there, and when free from going, I am going to the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where there cometh no nigh. And I've a mansion over there, and Christ at Calvary. And this would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. And through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Oh, hear my feeble plea, oh Lord, look down on me. And when I kneel in prayer, I know I'll meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way, and keep me that I may be wholly thine, and sing redemption songs someday. And I will be a soldier brave and true, and ever firmly take a stand. And as I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Setting of the sun, he leads me safely to the land of rest if I a crown of life have won. And I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my
we have a special from Sister Hannah and Sister Rebecca.
Thank you. tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things, and no, 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 I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed, and he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, and he knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name, he knows my name.
Samuel, Brother Joseph, and I know we see the specials and however the Lord lets them happen, that wasn't planned that way, and how fitting and perfect it is for today. How many's thankful that he knows your name? Amen. That it's just any day now that we're going back to him, and I can't wait. Who's watching? Who's waiting? Amen. Lord, you have a church that's waiting. Amen. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been just any day. Yes, Lord. Our Lord is coming. He'll be returning.
for you and me. Oh, I've been watching and I've been waiting just any day now. His face I'll see just once more, just any day.
Yes.
Our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching and I've been waiting just any day now. His face I'll see
as we bow our heads and hum it to him. Sing it to him. What a privileged people that we are once again to be assembled together to hear God's prophet and messenger, Melchizedek, unite the bride of Jesus Christ around the message of the hour. You believe that with all your heart this evening? Are you ready for him to encourage you, to let you know who that you are and where we're going and that we were predestinated? There's no one that can encourage us like God himself.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Here's our pastor, God's prophet and messenger. Welcome, Brother Branham.